Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There's a yellow level 2 warning that's been issued for severe thunderstorms with heavy rains and possible damaging winds, hail and excessive lightning over Gauteng, the western parts of the Mpumalanga Highveld, southwest Limpopo, central and eastern northwest and the eastern parts of the Free State. It will also be hot over northern Gauteng and parts of the northwest. Pretoria today up to 28, Joburg 26, Mbombela 21, Emalahleni 25, Polokwane 22 and Rustenburg up to 29 degrees.
In Germiston on the N3 northbound, there's queuing traffic towards Gauteng's interchange.
The world has united in welcoming the temporary ceasefire deal reached between Israel and Hamas that will come into effect on Sunday. South Africa has hailed this as a crucial first step towards ending the severe humanitarian crisis faced by 2.3 million people in Palestinian communities in the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Gaza's civil defense agency says this morning that at least 7 people were killed in fresh Israeli strikes in the Palestinian territory hours before Israel's cabinet is set to vote on the ceasefire deal. And Cape Town is expected to have had an all-time record festive season.
But the numbers that we've got so far indicate that it will be a record season for us. Last year was our previous all-time record, and this year seems to have surpassed last year's.
Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis told Breakfast with Martin Bester this morning he expects to get the official data within the next week. Time Out has announced Cape Town topped the annual list of the best cities in the world, overtaking other cities like New York. I'm Khadija D'Souza, back with news at 8.
Well, a bit of a disappointing story. Veteran South African lock Reinhard Lichtdoring Landman has been handed a 3-year ban after testing positive for a banned substance after coming out of retirement to play for Welsh side Newport. The 38-year-old has had an extensive career domestically and abroad. He played for the Leopards, Griquas and Cheetahs before going overseas, making a name for himself at Dragons in Wales. Between 2014 and 2018, he racked up 115 appearances and captained the side. The Paarl Royals recorded a 6-wicket victory in the Betway SA20 match over Cape rivals My Cape Town at Boland Park in Paarl last night. A massive blow, though, to both the Pretoria Capitals and the Proteas. That's after fast bowler Andrich Nurkier was yesterday ruled out of the remainder of the SA20 season and the ICC Champions Trophy. And that's due to a back injury. Iga Swiatek set up a showdown with Emma Raducanu at the Australian Open. Swiatek eased past Rebecca Skramkova 6-love 6-2, while Britain's Raducanu advanced to the third round, beating Amanda Anisova. Australia's main hope, Alex de Minaur, beat American Tristan Boyer on Rod Laver about half an hour ago, and Gilles Monfils is off to a pretty good start. He's won the first set and is leading in the second against Altmaier. Arsenal came from behind to beat Tottenham 2-1, reigniting their league title challenge last night. David Moyes endured a miserable return to the Everton dugout. He watched his side lose 1-0. That was to Aston Villa. Alexander Isak fired Newcastle into the top four with a 3-0 win, and Leicester suffered a 6th straight league defeat. They lost 2-0 to Palace. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's a Jack of Sport.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car, raced like a jet all the way to. Blessing to the day.